Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. You just heard music from the Wind Ensemble at Niles West High School in Skokie, Illinois. Last month, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the 2021 Illinois Teacher of the Year recipient, the Director of Bands at Niles West, Justin Johnson. Here's a clip of the governor announcing the award.
I'd like to congratulate our 2021 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Justin Johnson. Mr. Johnson is Director of Bands at Niles West High School in Skokie, where he leads the marching band, the Wind Ensemble, and a long list of other musical groups that he created just to give every student an opportunity to challenge themselves and stretch their talent. Under his leadership, these groups have won several prestigious awards. But today's award isn't just about music. It's about how Mr. Johnson uses music to foster inclusion, equity, access, and goodwill.
Joining us now is the 2021 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Justin Johnson. Justin, thanks so much for being with us today. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
And listeners, normally this is when I would say our call-in number, but we are pre-taping this conversation, so I can't do that. But we always love to hear what you thought about what we talked about on the show, so you can always send us an email to talk@21stshow.org, or better yet, leave us a voice memo at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. So, Justin, where we ended that clip, Governor Pritzker goes on to talk about how you're honest about having yourself not been the best student growing up and how you credit your teachers with pushing you to your full potential. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how your experiences growing up helped shape you into the teacher you've become today?
Sure. And like I said, when I was a youngster, I was not the best student. Not that I wasn't smart. I just, you know, my attitude didn't allow for me to be great in the classroom. And luckily for me, I encountered at a really early age a teacher who saw something in me, and she never let it go. So this is would have been my first grade year. Dr. Joan Hartman saw something in me, and I still remember to this day, she pulled me in the hallway, and we had a very tough conversation regarding my attitude, and she let me know that she thought I was one of the smartest kids in there, but my attitude wasn't going to take me very far. So from that point on, she kind of put her arm around me and kept trying to direct me to a pathway that would allow me to kind of see that potential through. So I'm appreciative of her for doing that, because she didn't have to do that, you know. So I'm very, very thankful to have encountered her early on in my career.
Do you find yourself being in that role now, where the student has become the teacher, putting their arm around a kid and saying, you know, you're a good kid, but you need to straighten up and fly right, so to speak?
Yeah, I actually do. And a lot of that is because I know how much it impacted me. And I don't just do it for those students. I try to do it as best as I can with the time that I have for all of the students, because you never know what that conversation or what someone else showing confidence or telling someone that you see potential in them can do for them. So I try to do it as much as I can for as many students as I can all the time.
So can you talk a little bit about how you came to be interested in music and when you knew you wanted to be a band teacher? And I guess I should say, full disclosure, I is one of the many college majors I considered and explored in my own checkered academic history was being a music education major. But how did you come to that path?
Well, when I first went to college, I actually wasn't a music education major. I didn't really dive into music education until after I actually left college after my second year. I wasn't doing very well. I'm from a small town. So, you know, being in that big environment, again, had some relapses on not being such a great student. But in my time away, it just made me grow and realize how much I loved making music. And I felt like teaching was something that I was good at. And that was purely from experiences that I had when I was in high school, from marching band to my band director at the time saying, hey, I want you to take these students and help them do this, or work with people on here. Can you go teach this person this? And I kind of tapped back into those experiences and went, hey, I was pretty good at that. And this is something that I'm passionate about. So I should probably go and see if that's for me. And here I am all these years later.
What was your instrument growing up?
I played saxophone, and then I actually taught myself how to play another instrument so I could march drum and bugle corps. So I kind of taught myself how to play a mellophone, which is like a marching French horn.
Sure.
Just so I could go march drum and bugle corps. So those are my two like main instruments as I grew up.
Nice. And so you ended up doing drum corps as well as high school marching band?
Yes, I did drum corps for a couple years, and then I'm still involved in the activity in a teacher role, the same corps that I marched when I was younger. So that's been rewarding as well.
Oh, nice. So in the governor's comments, he mentions how beyond just being a music teacher, you've demonstrated an ability to use music to foster inclusion and equity, access, and goodwill. Can you talk about some of the challenges and opportunities to do that at your school, Niles West in Skokie?
Yeah, music has become kind of an elitist activity where if you don't have the money to get a good instrument or take private lessons or things of that nature, it can kind of exclude students. And I think that there are a ton of students out there that have talent. I think everyone has a talent or could potentially foster the talent to play an instrument or sing or do the arts in general. And there's a big stigma around music that if you don't buy the best instrument or take private lessons, that you're not going to be able to kind of thrive in that scenario. And I really work to break down that kind of mindset, because I feel like if you're willing to put work in and do the things that you're being taught, that there's no cap on how good you can become playing the instrument. And of course, if there's means to help students get those extra helps and that extra help, and that's always going to help push the envelope. But it's kind of becoming a place where if you don't have a certain socioeconomic status, then people look at it like the music isn't going to be for you. So in my program specifically, I'll speak to, we really work with one of our parent organizations to be able to provide free or reduced lessons for students who have financial need, structuring my class time where students get as much individualized attention as they can, with me being the only director. So periodically we'll bring in extra professionals on the instrument that'll work with students in smaller group settings, just things that I feel like help make an impact to push students to improve without a bigger financial burden on their parents.
Listeners, if you're just joining us, we're having a conversation with the 2021 Illinois Teacher of the Year, awarded by the Illinois State Board of Education, Justin Johnson. He's director of bands at Niles West High School in Skokie. We pre-taped this conversation, so unfortunately you can't call in now, but we do always love hearing what you thought about our conversations. You can leave us a voice memo at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. So, Justin, I have to wonder, teaching band, I imagine, is challenging enough, but now we're in the middle of a pandemic. How have you had to adjust your band classes for COVID-19 at Niles West?
I guess I can say for many directors across the state that it is a huge challenge. And, you know, when we did all of our coursework, undergrad, graduate, none of it focused on teaching band over a computer screen. So,
no,
you know,
I would imagine not.
Luckily for most musicians, we're already trained to always be attempting to improve ourselves and grow our skill set. So naturally for us, we dive into it like, okay, let me go and check out all these websites and extra tools for students to use. And, you know, that's kind of a natural progression, but it's been a very, very difficult challenge considering all the barriers that there are. I mean, there's no way to really play together as an ensemble over a computer screen. And for most every musician that you'll meet, that's the thing that drew them to music, is making music with others. And that's the thing that is virtually impossible to do over a computer screen. So this time has led to a lot of videos and me attempting to hear the students play individually during our class time on Zoom, but it's very, very difficult to, and again, it's impossible to recreate the ensemble experience over a computer screen. So we're kind of just left preparing with the hope that soon we'll be able to make music together again.
Yeah. And so much of the band experience is not just the music, but also just the activities outside of that and being together. And I know that, I guess I can give a shout out to my own high school band director, Greg Bim, who was such an important teacher in my life. But I mean, I imagine, you're part-time counselor for a lot of students. How has that aspect of band, I mean, have you been able to translate that to the virtual school environment?
Well, yeah, that piece is still kind of there because, before, after class, I'm able to have conversations with students. And although it's not in person, we can still check in with people. If I see a student that looks like they're not having a great day, I can send them a message in the chat like, hey, hang on after the meeting so I can talk with them and just check in on them, which I have found myself doing even more of that than I was before. Back when we were in school, my room was always like busy because there were kids coming in, whether it be to come practice or just to hang out. There were always students in the room every portion of the day, every free period. So there's not that since we're virtual, but there's still like the checking out, the checking in, or a student hanging on to tell me about a basketball game. They know I like sports, so they'll hang out after class and ask me who I think is going to win the football game, or they'll stay and make fun of the Titans if the Titans lose, even though I'm not a Titan fan. I'm just from Tennessee. So stuff like that still happens, but not the personal conversations that we would have day to day, seeing them in the hallway or just hanging out in the room,
Yeah. And is your band one of the a lot of bands, not only, people might think of Friday Night Lights playing at the football game, but a lot of bands do other competitions around the state. There's a big one at Illinois State every year. I imagine all that's on hold this year as well.
Yeah, that was a big blow. And I mean, it kind of started back in March when we shut down. We actually got shut down the week before our concert. So for all the seniors that I had last year, I felt so terrible that we had prepared this amazing concert of like favorite literature that they've ever played. And then the weekend before we were scheduled to have our spring concert, things shut down. So we were already kind of left with that empty feeling. And then for my seniors this year, we come back at it thinking that things will kind of be better once we hit the summer, and they aren't. So here we are now with an entire year of marching band season that we don't get to go and compete with our show. So I actually spent a substantial amount of time over the summertime planning for a show and thinking about uniform, costuming, props, and things of that nature. And there's no season because there's nowhere to go compete.
Yeah.
So
Wow.
that was a big blow. And for me, it's not so much for me because I've had my years of competing with drum corps or high school marching band and the concerts and competitions. It's more the feeling that I have for the students, especially the seniors who are super awesome, but here we are in their senior year and they're kind of left with it being unfulfilled because they're not able to finish that year with their best performances that they've had in high school. So they're the ones that I kind of think about the most in this entire thing, because they're the ones that are going to look back and go, man, what could my senior year have been if this thing didn't happen? So.
Last question. Now that you are the Illinois Teacher of the Year for 2021, of course, that's a great honor, but can you talk about your proudest moment as a teacher?
My proudest moment as a teacher actually has happened a ton, but it's when I get the student that I know we had like a rocky start and I was probably tough on them because I saw something in them. And then years down the road, whether it be their senior year or after they graduate and they go on to college and do great things, they contact me back and say, thank you, because I know I needed what you were telling me and I didn't hear you at the time, but I appreciate you telling me now that I'm an adult. That's the thing that I'm the most proud of and that I hope to continue to have happen, because I was that person before. And my job as a teacher, for me, and a main goal of mine is to continue to give that back to students for the entire time that I teach. So.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank Justin Johnson, who is, as I said, the 2021 Illinois Teacher of the Year. He teaches music at Niles West High School in Skokie. Justin, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And as we wrap our show, we're going to play some music from Justin Johnson's wind ensemble at Niles West. Let's take a listen to that. That is all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer, and our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Skullark, and Chantal Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.